This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
KYW Original Podcasts.
From the KYW studios in Philadelphia, this is Cinema Obscura.
We obviously want to spotlight the spookiest and weirdest movies, but we also thought it might be a good idea to take a moment to discuss the stories behind the horror genre. I'm Andre Bennett, joined by Frank Traynor, and this week we're talking about James Cagney as Lon Chaney in 1957's Man of a Thousand Faces.
Please try to understand. This didn't start just tonight. All my life I've had it. All my life it's been the same. Kids tagging after my father and mother, making signs, yelling, "Hey, dummy, hey, dummy." So proud they could speak, they had to be cruel. Until I was 8, I never talked in the street, just to make them think I couldn't. And when they yelled at me, I paid them back for my father and mother, and I grew up paying them back.
That's Cagney as Lon Chaney, the silent movie great who brought to life some of the most memorable characters in film and certainly a couple of the most iconic in horror. This movie was directed by Joseph Pevney, and in addition to Cagney, it stars Dorothy Malone as Lon Chaney's first wife, Cleva, Jane Greer as his second wife, Hazel, and Jim Backus as his press agent and best friend, Clarence. So Lon Chaney was a very enigmatic figure, and it's said that there was a lot of license taken to bring his story to the screen. Frank, perhaps you can help us separate some of the facts from the fiction?
I hope so. First of all, just as a film in itself, I think it's a wonderful film, and it gives film lovers like us and everyone listening a nice peek behind the scenes for the silent era, and if you're interested in makeup, it's a wonderful study in what Lon Chaney did, making himself up into these unique figures that scared audiences in the silent days forever and ever. And I think some of the things that it took license with, especially the makeup that we just talked about there, the makeup in this film is different from the real makeup that Lon Chaney himself used when he was making himself up for these iconic roles like the Phantom of the Opera. But I guess to really get it the way that the filmmakers here thought that the audience needed to see it, a lot of masks were used, and apparently Lon himself never really went in for that sort of thing. He was more into facial expressions and lighter rather than heavier makeup. So that's one thing there. And the whole father-son drama, it's a great story in and of itself. It could have been a film separate from this, and it was a love story with a lot of turbulence mixed in. But I guess Lon Chaney and his son Creighton Chaney, who we all know as Lon Chaney Jr., had a fairly good relationship, but was different from what was portrayed in this film. And I don't want to give away this one touching scene where the elder Chaney is dying, but apparently that never happened. But it is a memorable part of this film and kind of says a lot to the generations who didn't know the older Chaney when he was up on the screen.
Yeah, certainly the drama between Lon and Creighton was inflated for the movie. I believe that a lot of that actually didn't happen between them. And a lot of this you can find on Wikipedia, so it's not like it's any spoiler to know that, yes, Lon Chaney does die and his son becomes an actor in his own right, and also all the stuff with him and his wife. The broad strokes are true from what I understand. His first wife did attempt suicide. They did divorce, and because a judge didn't feel as though Lon could provide a stable home life for Creighton, Creighton spent the bulk of his childhood in foster care, and Lon would visit him until he was finally able to provide for him.
And the story of how he, you know, I'm just doing this to get my son out of hot dirt is what he says to one of the characters in the movie. And what was meant by that is he took any job that was available on a movie set, no matter what it was, he did it. And he was a background actor, an extra. And he did have this ability to really change his appearance with makeup. And that goes back to his days on the stage. And because of that, if he went up and saw the call sheet and they were looking for pirates, well, he went and made himself up as a pirate and got picked. So that meant work. And work meant that he could help get his son back.
We've talked about biopics before and about how they seem to follow the same formula. There's a childhood incident. There's one here, too, with him and his parents. Like the actual Lon Chaney in this movie, he is the son of hearing-impaired parents. That generates a lot of drama and tension between him and his first wife. I don't know how much of that is the case. I don't know how much of that is true about their push and pull over their son. And it's said that there was a lot of license simply because Lon Chaney was not a very public person by any means.
Right. And to this day, he is still a beloved and respected person to any Marine that you will find around the planet because of a film he made back in the silent era. And his picture was on the recruiting picture for the United States Marine Corps for decades and decades and decades. So his son had a lot to live up to. And it's easy for us to just say, well, you know, he just followed in his dad's footsteps and he became a horror icon of his own. Well, he had a whole different path. He was a businessman. He was very well established in a life away from anything to do with what his father did for a living until he decided to give it a shot. And I guess in real life, there were some problems with that. You know, whenever you tag Junior onto the name of someone who is famous in that same field, it puts
there's
a lot of extra pressure on that person.
They're big footsteps.
Big footsteps. And I think Creighton Chaney, who we all know as Lon Chaney Jr., was very successful in following in his dad's footsteps.
He was the Wolfman.
He was the Wolfman. Yeah. And he was, you know, iconic in many other roles and a great dramatic actor apart from the horror genre. Of Mice and Men is still one of my favorite roles that he ever did. And that performance showed me as a kid when I saw that he could play anything.
Yeah. With this movie here, I believe that the real draw of it, even beyond Chaney's story, is Cagney. Let's get this out of the way. He looks nothing like Lon Chaney.
Right.
He's shorter. He's nowhere near as handsome. Lon Chaney Sr. was a very striking sort of guy. Not in your conventional handsome sense, but he had this darkness about him. He really was a man ahead of his time in a lot of ways.
And I think Cagney, who throughout his career did several biopics, this being my favorite of the group that he did, I think he just took over the role. And I think he became Lon Chaney.
Yeah.
And you could see every scene where he was showing one of the iconic people that he brought to life in the silent era, that Cagney was fully invested in learning how to sign for this film was no easy task. And I think he did a great job in portraying the drama of a father who loses his son and growing up in a special set of circumstances like he did, and then coming out the other side and sort of not being affected by Hollywood. And that apparently is true. I mean, he lived apart from what we know as the Hollywood lifestyle.
And part of that probably had to do with the circumstances of his divorce. The scandal really forced him out of vaudeville as a performer. Speaking of vaudeville, I think part of the reason Cagney connects so well is they both started out as vaudeville performers.
Yeah, and Cagney does a lot of physical things in this film, and he always said when asked, I'm nothing but a song and dance man, and, you know, danced a good portion of his career, and he's very, very physical in this film all throughout it.
So we have another clip from this movie. This is where Chaney meets with MGM production head Irving Thalberg, played by a young Robert Evans, who, of course, would go on to become the head of Paramount. And that's a whole story in and of itself. They made a movie about it, in fact. But this meeting ultimately leads to one of Chaney's signature roles as the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Did you read the book?
One sitting. Couldn't put it down.
That's the way it hit me the first time, too. You see, when I was a boy, I was sick quite a bit. They made me stay in bed. I had nothing better to do, so I read every book I could lay my hands on. I'll never forget the first day I read The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Set my temperature sky high. Now I want to make it into a picture. You know, between you and me, this company could use a prestige picture. And I don't think anyone around would mind if it made a couple of dollars, too. The whole project scares the New York office stiff. They see it as 10 reels of sheer horror with a monster playing the lead. Tell me, Mr. Chaney, how do you see Quasimodo?
I see him as a man deformed, cursed, tormented, laughed at as a freak, but his tormentors never see the heartbreak or the tears.
That's just what I want the audience to see, Mr. Chaney. The soul of a man that God made different.
And that is an amazing scene, and it goes on to get even better when you see the makeup that they use. Again, probably a lot different from what Chaney would have done, but Bud Westmore's recreation of the makeup throughout this film for all these special Chaney characters is amazing. His performance when he's the hunchback and he's on the wheel and he's being tortured, and then they yell cut, and he comes down and his first wife happens to be on set. And
yeah,
there's a poignant moment there that I don't want to give away, but it shows the audience that this was a very bitter divorce.
It really was. And everything about his first marriage feels very tortured. He didn't tell his wife about his parents, about his childhood. And Cleva didn't understand and was very callous about the whole thing. And she all of a sudden became very afraid that her son would be born different.
And it shows you in the film where young Creighton, a.k.a. Lon Chaney Jr., doesn't respond, you know, for the first couple of days when he's home from the hospital and doesn't cry like other babies.
Well, he does
and then
cry.
All of a sudden that all is just washed away. And Lon shows her that, you know, he's just fine. But
marriage never recovers.
Yeah, and that whole theme of being different is all throughout this film.
Yes.
It really is. And to the point where his son, who's played by Roger Smith, as an adult, who many people will remember from his television program, 77 Sunset Strip, and he also was the young Patrick Dennis in Auntie Mame, and the husband of Anne Margaret, does a wonderful job in portraying something different as well, because he is the loyal son to his father, who he idolizes, and then he discovers that he has a mother.
Yes.
You know, he never knew that his mother was alive. She had been written off, and I guess he told her that she's dead. And he becomes very different and goes and takes care of his mother, and that whole theme, like I said, of being different all throughout the film comes up over and over and over again.
Again, that actually didn't happen the way it was in the film. In real life, he didn't really get to know his mother again until after his father's death. from what I understand.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. And you know what? As we sit here today and record this episode, you have to think to yourself, does it really matter if all these facts were sort of correct, but there was a lot of liberties taken with it? I think it's a great love story.
Yeah.
And from beginning to end, it's a great love story, a father and son and husband and wife and the guy who's in love with his career. There's a lot to like about this film, even if there are some question marks that didn't really happen.
I think on its own merits, it's a very fine movie. And that really is what matters most. How does it work on its own merits?
Yeah.
And in this case, I think it does stand on its own.
I saw this when I was young. There was a television station when I was a kid that once a month would air a film uncut, except for a brief commercial message at the beginning and at the end. So this was like the first time I ever saw a film, apart from the drive-in or a movie theater, that was on television with no commercials. And it just sucked me in so much that I wanted to learn more about who Lon Chaney was, Lon Chaney Jr., and it sent me to the library, which is a good thing, which happens with a lot of folks who, when they're young, they start getting into films. It points them to the library to learn more about it.
Yeah. I think this is a good introduction to him.
Yeah, it really is. I liked everything about it the first time I saw it on television. I've seen it multiple times since, and I catch little things every now and then. And you mentioned Jim Backus is Lon Chaney's agent in this, and a lot of folks will know him from playing Mr. Hal on
Gilligan's Island. As Mr. Magoo.
And the voice of Mr. Magoo, yeah. And you'll catch some character actors in this, and it's a well-shot film. The makeup is tremendous. The music is great. The story is wonderful. And it gives you a great glimpse of what Hollywood was like back in that age. And you mentioned about Robert Evans playing Irving Thalberg. Thalberg's real wife, Norma Shearer, happened to spot Evans when she was at some function and said, "Boy, he looks just like my husband." And convinced the folks at the studio he used to run that this guy had to be seen because he would be perfect for Thalberg. And he was. He was a wonderfully touching Irving Thalberg, who, again, a lot of people don't know how important he was and, you know, how behind the scenes he made so many great things happen, that Evans does a great job bringing this young genius to life in this film.
And then the kid stayed in the picture.
So
Man of a Thousand Faces is currently available on DVD and Blu-ray. You'd think it would be available for rent or streaming online, but alas, you'd be out of luck. Any last thoughts, Frank?
No, I just, it came out when I was a kid in 1957, and I saw it, I guess, not that long after that. And again, the very first time I saw it, that one sitting has been with me, you know, decades and decades and decades and decades later. And I just was impressed by everything about it. And, I love Cagney, and you and I have talked, out of the studio about his biopics, and he's done several, and I think they've all been good, but this was my favorite. I just thought it showed so much range in his ability as an actor. And I don't know what he ever thought of this film. I never heard any interviews where they talk to him about this, but I think he does a wonderful job. If this is a time that you want to look back, as you said at the very beginning of this, at the origins of horror and who made this whole part of filmdom that we love so much possible, Lon Chaney has to be right there at the top of the list.
Certainly. Frank, thanks for bringing this to us.
Thank you very much.
Cinema Obscura.
And I'm Andre Bennett with Frank Trainer. Cinema Obscura is recorded and produced at the KYW Studios in Philadelphia. You can find this and other KYW shows on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Thanks for listening.
I need the money, Gert. I need the money. I'm trying to get my kid out of hock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.